now Paul Dick's attorney.
A policeman had been murdered in cold blood, an ex-convict. And he stood on a ledge 8 stories above the ground, denying guilt and in danger of plunging to his own destruction at any moment. If Lynch was lying, his death might not matter. But if he was innocent, a killer was at large, and we had to find him. Meanwhile, in another part of the city...
Eddie?
Hi, Fogelman.
Hey, don't call me by here, but Lynch.
Yeah. I understand they're covering the thing with radio and TV and everything.
Not so loud.
Eddie.
Yeah?
Where's your equipment stash?
I'm basing at the warehouse next door. Why?
There's nothing on the premises here.
No, I moved everything when you took me on that last trip.
On the game tonight, maybe. You know, it's pay night.
Are
you crazy?
From you first. That's what I've been paying you for, ain't it?
Look, bright boy, I'm still the grand jury here next week.
Well, so what do you got to worry about? Walsh ain't going to be there to testify. And without Walsh...
Some bright ideas about why, Walsh.
A lot of bright ideas.
Sure. That jump, huh? Mm-hmm. I'll see you again after...
Sergeant
Willoughby.
Yes, sir, Mr. Garrett.
Let Fogarty
take over. I want you upstairs.
Yes, sir.
Waiting. Back to the 8th. Our case against Lynch seems to hinge on where he was killed. Are you?
Oh, I'd have no...
I'm not looking for a lie, Sergeant. I'm looking for a mistake. Are you certain it was Officer Walsh who phoned in?
Yeah. I'm sure.
You don't...
I never thought about it until now, sir. I mean, he said it was Walsh.
Did you?
I suppose somebody else might have used that call box, but...
But what?
Well, only a cop wouldn't... I can't explain it, but... Well, I know the way you call in, it's not just anybody could pick up a call from them.
All right, Sergeant. That helps.
Just call from Grand. You're bringing the records over, but I took these notes. Fogel's been pending investigation.
Is Walsh involved in the suspension?
Yes, sir. He was under...
What charge?
According to the bill, Walsh on 3 occasions reported gambling in a billiard parlor owned by Eddie Manning. My squad drew warrants and staged 3 raids, no evidence found. Walsh charged that Eddie Manning was being informed of the raids.
It's officer after all, Sergeant Willoughby.
District Attorney's office, just a sec. It's Harrington, Mr. Garrett.
Right, Harrington.
Tonight, Foreman isn't here, Chief.
And get his home phone number and call him.
I asked. He hasn't got a home phone.
Then just find out if Walsh stopped by before he was killed and asked for...
Chief. Going right away.
You live near the 31st Precinct, Sergeant?
Yeah.
Way in changing the plain clothes. So look for me about a block...
Sir, Eddie Manning.
We'll take an unmarked squad in. I want to report on Lynch's condition every 15 minutes.
Only 10 cents a cue.
No, thanks.
A couple of others. Somebody to play with.
I'd just like to watch.
I ever see you around here before?
Maybe. I work at the bakery.
Hey, you hear about that cop that got shot a couple...
Yeah, so I hear. You know, it happened right on the corner of the next block. Shooting. I just missed seeing it.
That's so?
Yeah. I passed him on the street. And the cop and the guy killed him.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, the cop was arresting this Lynch character and hauling him up to the call box to call for the weapon.
You saw that?
Yeah, passed him right on the street.
I didn't hear anything about a witness. Did you tell the police about it?
Why? They know who done it. I mind my own business.
Yeah, sure. Oh, boys, at the bakery tell me this pool hall isn't your only business.
I don't believe everything you hear.
I don't.
You want anything else?
No. No, thanks. I'd better be getting on to work.
Chief?
Over here, Harrington.
It's all right. Where's Sergeant Willoughby?
Around the block in the pool room. You see that knife for me?
Yeah.
Did you back Lynch up? Did Officer Walsh ask him for a job for Lynch?
No.
No?
The foreman says he went home early the night of the killing. His kid was sick or something. But some of the loaders did say that Wolf stopped by looking for him.
That means Lynch's story could be true.
Yeah. It... Oh, here comes Wolf.
Well, Sergeant?
I don't know. This Eddie Manning says he saw Wolf with Lynch.
Well, that's in keeping with Lynch's statement. I'm going to flush that vice cop Fogelson, and we don't have much time. Harrington, you try the pool room this time.
What do you want me to do, Chief?
Show him your police credentials.
What?
Pretend you're trying to shake him down. If he's been paying Fogelson for protection information, maybe he'll pay you. Use your car. Go ahead.
Anything you want me to do, sir?
Call radio division for a squad to cover this area. There's an alley behind that pool room. Keep it covered. I'll meet you.
Yes, sir.
Close.
It's close at 5 o'clock.
I got a message for you.
Yeah, what is it?
You got anything around you shouldn't have?
Who are you?
Bad, you know.
What do you want with me? What are you talking about?
I'll get my head with me. You're going to be raided again. Forward can probably tell you.
Why didn't he come himself?
Difference is up, mate. Now fork over, let's have you go.
For what?
Fogelson never give you information for free.
I don't know what they're talking about. Get out and close.
Yeah, hello?
Fogelson, Eddie.
What are you calling me for?
Did you just send a cop to see me?
No.
When he was here, he flashed a badge. Mentioned you and tried to shake me down. Now listen, Fogelson. They're wise to us. You pulled that trigger, not me.
Oh, shut up, shut up, you fool. Now wait there. Wait for me. I'll be over there in 5 minutes.
Fogelson. Fogelson.
Back there, Sergeant.
Yeah, we can slip out front now.
Shoot. What is it, Sergeant?
He shot Eddie. He's going for the cash register.
Trying to make it look like a robbery killing. You'll go for his...
Stop, Fogelson! I'm off behind that car, Fogelson, with your hands up. Don't make me kill you.
Don't make me kill you. I'll circle behind him.
Careful, Sergeant. He's going to run.
Nice shooting, Sergeant.
Yeah. We got you for killing Eddie Manning, Fogelson. You might as well tell us about Walsh. You did it, didn't you?
Yeah.
We'll radio for an ambulance, Sergeant. Stay with him. Come on, Harrington. We got to get Lynch in from that ledge. Careful now, Lynch. Easy. Easy. Reach your hand out now. Grab him, Harrington.
I got him.
Pull together.
Yeah?
All right. You're safe now.
I was so far down. I didn't want to die, but I couldn't stand being locked up again.
How about coming with us? We'll get you something to eat.
No. I don't want anything except just... to be able to open that door and go.
All right, man. It's all yours.
Thanks. Thanks. Yeah, I'll get it.
No, Harrington. Let him open it himself.
I just wanted to help him, Steve.
You know. This is David Bryan. I hope you enjoy this case from the files of Mr. District Attorney. I'll be back in just a moment after this message from our sponsor.
Now, here's the star of Mr. District Attorney, David Bryan, with a word about the program you have just heard.
You probably recall the case. That exceedingly and fortunately rare specimen of a criminal policeman we call Fogelson was tried and convicted for both killings. Frankie Lynch finished out his parole honestly, got his job at the bakery, and is still employed there in a supervisory capacity. Now, this is David Bryan inviting you to join us when we present our next case based on the facts of crime from the file of Mr. District Attorney.
Mr. District Attorney was originated by Philip H. Lawrence.